Who is better to tell the story than the person inside the tale? And what better way to know your community than from sharing each other's stories? Well, Colony High School journalism student Marilyn Grove partners with KVRF in building healthy communities, one story at a time. Join us as we listen to Marilyn share an inside look at the district's initiative to increase advanced learning for all students. This is part two of a student's perspective on AP for All.
It's the end of the second semester and grade reports have come back, as well as students having completed their AP exams. Will AP for All work in the Mat-Su Borough, or is it built to fail? My name is Marilyn Grove, and this is a student's perspective. I spoke with the superintendent of the Mat-Su Borough Schools, Dr. Randy Traney, who is the co-author of the book, Built to Fail, Structural Deficiencies in Student Failure.
One of the problems with the bigger a school district gets, the more inefficient it becomes with regard to creating graduates. So we always talk about the economy of scale. And so the general idea is that the larger something is, it can do things cheaper. But there's a trade, and that's true in lots of things. The trade-off, though, is when school districts get larger and more spread out, they begin to spend more money per graduate than smaller schools.
Darren Markward is an AP US History teacher here at Colony High School, and he has previously worked in a school that had IB for All, which stands for the International Baccalaureate. But it was a much smaller school, so would AP for All work in a larger district?
I'm not certain. I worked overseas at an international school where we had IB, and it was IB for All. And it was small classes, classes from very, very small classes, 1 to 3, almost a seminar type situation, up to maybe 20 students. So very small school, small. And in that setting, it largely, we could give a lot more time to each individual student to focus on the test. However, even at that stage, I'm not certain that that's always the best thing, because every person is so different in terms of their talents and their goals.
With the Mat-Su Borough being a larger district, AP for All impacts a larger number of students. Semester 1 grades showed that only 3% of the student body in AP US History had an I grade.
Here's the charge that we gave to each of the high school leadership. We're like, you need to increase your AP offerings. Every school was at a different spot with their infrastructure. Colony, like, I didn't come to Colony and say, I want you guys to do it this way, and Reddington, you guys to do it this way. We just said, we want AP numbers to increase, and then you tell us how you're going to do it at your school, given the infrastructure that you have. So Colony had teachers who were willing and trained, and they happened to be teachers of juniors and seniors. Reddington had teachers who were willing and trained, and they happened to be teachers of freshmen. So in a perfect world, we'd start with the young kids, but the world's not perfect, and there were different resources at different high schools.
Brian McIntosh, another AP US History teacher at CHS, as well as Mark Ward, share their experience teaching this year.
Well, the two previous years was COVID, so it was definitely different. I actually had most of the kids all year. First semester was difficult, but in that semester they altered it and gave more U.S. history classes.
I enjoyed it. I liked when our school decided to go test-driven versus non-test-driven. That seemed to be a better fit for our school body overall.
The AP U.S. history course was split into two different course types, the test-driven class and the non-test-driven class. And here's what students at Colony had to say about their experience in those classes.
Well, I chose to be in AP US History before it was required, but after it was required, there was a bunch of kids in my class that weren't as motivated or didn't want to do it as much as I would, and it kind of brought the class down, and it felt like it was limiting maybe some of the people that would choose to have an AP class. So test-driven, separating the classes into test-driven and non-test-driven was helpful because it separated people who were choosing to do it and the people who were just doing it because it was required.
I did not pick AP US History at all. It was given to us as a requirement, and then they figured something out, and I'm not doing the AP test. I'd rather do some normal test. There was a change in pace and comprehension for me, and I could actually take notes without feeling rushed.
Well, I have a really good teacher, so I didn't find it to be too incredibly difficult, but I did find that the frequent tests were a bit harder than I was used to. Personally, I think requiring AP classes isn't fair to those who don't want to be in them because it is a lot more work than a normal class, and some students may not be prepared for that.
I think they should not be required because there is a thing of over-justification, because if it's required, you're not really going to want to do it and you're not going to try your hardest. If, like, compared to if you were taking it voluntarily and you were really interested in the subject.
A major part of taking an AP class is preparing for the exam, so some schools are already looking at starting as early as middle school to prepare students for college-level courses as freshmen.
And so, like, Colony Middle School next year, and this is, like, hot off the press. It's not even official yet, but it's going to happen. I can tell it's going to happen. They're trying to rebrand themselves as the pre-AP school. Pre-AP is a program offered by the College Board, specifically designed for middle school kids to get them ready for AP as freshmen. And so we're going to be supporting them to get training for their staff, and that will hopefully be a model for our other middle schools to, like, try to push more rigorous expectations lower and provide supports for the teachers and the students. So officially, starting with next year's freshmen, everybody will have to take 2 advanced placement level courses /IB/dual college credit, so college level courses.
Dr. Trainee believes that everyone can benefit from taking AP courses, even if students don't get a college qualifying score on the AP exam. While teachers and students agree that having AP courses accessible for all is really nice, they're not sure about requiring them. In a district this size, can AP for all work, or is it built to fail? Well, the jury is out. Everyone can agree on one thing, though. If it's not built to fail, it's at least being built.